In the wake of events that sadden or frighten us, the option is to move forward or fall back. Raleigh's Jean Jolly chose the former.
I was searching, you know, and I think that, you know, I went through a tough transition in my life, losing my mom, and came back home to North Carolina to do that and be around her and be with my family and focus on that. And I think that that was probably the moment in my life that I decided to do everything I wanted to do musically, even if I was afraid of it. And I think writing songs is really scary and really vulnerable. And
Jean has apparently gotten past that fear now with a third CD release of original material. And moving even further past that fear, the new CD, A Place to Run, finds her starting a transition away from the country and Americana sounds featured in her first two releases.
This record really brought out more soul and more grit, which is what I definitely feel is more natural for me these days. I think a variety is good. I'm not going to be able to help, you know, putting something with some twang on a record, you know. It's just that's part of who I am too. But I feel like I'm really enjoying digging deeper into the soulful nature of my voice. And with the band live, I just really enjoy those numbers. And I mean, I enjoy all of them, but I'm starting to feel a pull. And this record kind of helped bring that out.
Shed your gypsy skin and just stay. Let me be something real that you can hold on to.
Feeling the pull of other styles can't be truly surprising with a musical background not quite A to Z, but fairly extensive. Her current popular music style, preceded by classical studies at the New England Conservatory of Music, as well as a year touring back in 2007 as the featured vocalist with the Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter Chris Bodie.
I think being bound by genre it's annoying, especially as a vocalist. So I've just wanted to sing everything, and for a while I found that challenging as far as like what to do with my career path. But now I just, you know, the older I just decided to sing what was in my heart. And sometimes that's a folk song, and sometimes it's honky-tonk, sometimes it's jazz ballad or soul balladry or whatever it is.
And sometimes that's a deeply personal song of her own composition. Among the highlights on A Place to Run is Without You, which is about as good a Trust Me, I'm Over You, What Was I Thinking song as ever written, and a song as far away from her current personal status as one can be.
But I think that, you know, when you share something autobiographical and, you know, you really kind of share a piece of your own personal history, you feel really vulnerable. But I think that's where good songs should start, and then you should take it even further than that. And that song in particular, even though when I made this record, I had just gotten engaged and I was very happy and am with my love life. I think, you know, that song had been resonating for a while, and it was just one that I needed to get out and get out of my system and finish. And that's true. It's just, you know, me going through life, stumbling, figuring it out.
Without You, to some degree, is an anomaly on A Place to Run. Listening to the CD, you can hear hints of many genres. A little twang seeps in, as alluded to earlier. A fullness of voice that one could easily hear performing standards on a jazz stage. Control likely calibrated from her classical training, all working its way into this soulful turn. But Without You strays from the CD's lyrical focus, whether that focus was intended or not.
There's songs on there about a place to run to get away from grief or deal with the grief or face your whatever your problems are, your darkness. And then there's songs about, you know, a place to run to be with the one you love, or your refuge, a person being your refuge, or a place that is. Like in Boundless Love, I talk about a lot of, you know, take me down to where the red clay stains my feet, where the black tea water cleanses my soul and cleanses my feet. And that, you know, that's North Carolina. That's the South. That's, you know, the red clay. That's the brackish water. That's my happy place, you know. And I think I find it impossible to make a record without a piece of my home in it, you know, because this is music that's coming from me and my heart and everything. So yeah, definitely say it's not a concept album, but every song on the record speaks to the title in some way.
Pray with your feet moving. Everybody needs a place to run. Whoa, whoa. Everybody needs, whoa, whoa, a place to run. Whoa, whoa. Keep your face to the sun.
After a lifetime of performance, the move into songwriting is relatively new. Writing is not, but it took that personal tragedy that brought her back to Raleigh and then encouragement from musical compatriots to make her writing an integral part of her performance.
I've always, you know, written in my journal and written on the backs of receipts while I'm at a stoplight. And I've, you know, my whole life I've had little bits of paper with one-liners or a poem here or whatever. And I mean, until I moved back to Raleigh, really didn't have the courage to record a song that I wrote entirely on my own. And I owe that to Chris Berner, who has been with me from the beginning on all of this, producing, co-producing, playing guitar, just encouraging me to, you know, record those songs. And I think letting go of perfectionism and just getting it out. Sometimes you're just going to write a bad song and you have to write the bad songs to get to the good songs. You know, I try not to share the bad ones.
Not to fear, record-buying public. There's nothing but good ones on Gene Jolly's new CD.
Ooh.
Gene Jolly's latest self-release CD is entitled A Place to Run. I'm George Olson.
With that sweet twang on your tongue, you held me tight and said, baby, we're the lucky one. Well, I believe in the unseen. I give my soul to love and all that's in between. Gasoline, we were like matches and gasoline.